Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen
me.
Send me.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world, where would I be? Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
Stop.
at your cross. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on over your mouth and just thank him, amen. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. Come on, shout
amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Just thanking God for another opportunity, another day, amen. Thanking God that he remembered us on today, that he has kept us, amen. We have so much to be thankful for. Father God, we don't find it robbery to come and praise you, to give you honor, praise and glory, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Amen. Welcome, 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 family, this morning. We thank God before we enter in. Before we enter in, let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's lift up your voice and give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Because you have life. Hallelujah. That you're able, because God has kept us this morning. We have so much to be grateful for. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come on giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new verses and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the laying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you that you restored our soul. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us and those in our family, Lord God, that you kept us. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, Lord God. We thank you for life, health, and strength that are coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you, oh God, that you did it for us, oh God. And hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your words and that you shine on the just and the unjust, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for your continued protection, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that you gave your angels for us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We have a thousand Tons of peace. We still can thank you enough. We come believing and trusting in you, Lord, for all things, amen. We come on, what a cost this morning, what a cost. Save for me, be your God. For the miracle of healing, the miracle of being delivered and set free, amen. The miracle, God, hallelujah, making the water, no way, amen. A miracle from you, Father God, that all will see and know that you, Father God, that have done it for your children. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, hallelujah, thank you. We thank you. We come to you this morning. We are all the spiritual people here in the level of all that is not of you, amen. We thank you for loving us and that you see all of the God's sons, Jesus of Christ, all the Lord in our Savior. Pray the price for our sins. We thank you that we die on the cross for our sins, holds again on the blood, and we confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Holy Spirit, the living God, have your way. Thank you.
Thank you.
And what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our faults and feelings and fears of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, corrosion, anger, wrath, rage, bitterness, contention, control, manipulation, amen, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, pain and discomfort, sickness and diseases, amen, jealousy, lack, loneliness, hallelujah, lying, nuts, oppression, occultism, hallelujah, addiction, religious spirits, python spirits, medicine spirits,
We thank you for your
praise. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, take over as we pray. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and do a new thing in us right now. As we cast out our cares and fears and burdens down, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you, Heavenly Father, great and mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all we ask is we read just the word today, oh God, that it will take root and manifest in us. Amen. And be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let us receive, oh God, divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom of your word, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even if they start this day. And those of us have already started before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the Lord. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of unbelief, every fighting spirit. And we command you to cease your works and die at the holy cloud in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that it is so and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we bless your name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, set us free from every evil spirit that's trying to program negative thoughts into our minds. Set us free from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Lord, please remove every negative mindset right now. Hallelujah. That's all this lying and all this in our own. Amen. Every negative seed that has been planted by the enemy, wherever it was planted. Lord, I pray that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil has caused to happen in our lives. Lord, hallelujah. Let us be set free completely, Lord God. Let us be total deliverance on this line today. We come to receive, oh God, hallelujah, from you. From past mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set up in our minds, any physical barriers, be it sickness or any physical barriers around us right now. And we thank you that right now by faith, amen, that the barriers are coming down and we are making progress, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit has caused in us not to progress in your goodness. Lord, set us free completely, Lord God, and those in our family as we pray, and those that we love and concerned about, amen. Lord, remove every barrier that you did not set up, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive a miracle of today from you, Father God, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of being set free, of the power and the strength, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. And we thank you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you would have for us to do this day, oh God? Oh, Lord, let us operate with the spirit of obedience, amen, to do all that you commanded us to do, oh God, for your word says, if we delight ourselves in you, that you will give us the desires of our heart. We come delighting ourselves in you, Father God, this day, seeking you first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Know that all things shall be added unto us, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that we can stand on your promises, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, right now, hallelujah. That you have released your warring angels, amen, to walk from us, to walk for us against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. And we decree and declare by faith, because you have done so, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen, and that you're answering our prayers. Oh, we already are. We're still praying. Your words that you're already answering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are blessing us and those in our family and our going and coming on today. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy right now. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today, and those in our family and those that we love and concerned about. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ in it, around, about it, and on it right now. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building, place, or home, and all our feet they tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We declare and declare that this soul shall be no other way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right where you are. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We come this day, hallelujah, as a family. Thank you, Lord. 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 On one accord. Hallelujah, that you may hear our prayers and move, mighty Lord. Turn it around for our good and those in our family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome, welcome again, family. God bless you. God keep you. I pray all is well with you this morning. Amen. Just thanking God for another opportunity to be on this line that God has kept us all and God has positioned us. So we thank God for divine positioning this morning. Hallelujah. So that we can receive from our Heavenly Father. Amen. We know that with God, all things are possible. So I want to know how you're feeling and how you're doing this morning. I'll open up your line one by one. We'll start with A. Bernstein. God bless you, A. Bernstein. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. I'm doing great.
Yes,
I'm doing good. I'm doing wonderful. And I just thank him daily. Thank him daily.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Hey, Bernstein, we love it. So good to hear your voice this morning. And we just thank God for keeping you and taking good care of you. Amen. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you this morning. Hey, Clancy, welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, and I'm glad to be back on your line.
Amen. We're so glad
today.
To have you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. So good to have you back on the line and hear your beautiful voice. God bless
you. Thank
you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you all been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tywanika.
Good morning.
We've had a really good week. I praise and I thank God for another glorious day. To God be the glory. And we're good. We just praise God and thank God for another glorious day.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Ain't she awake today?
She's still sleeping right now, so maybe she'll wake
all
up before
right.
We
Okay. Amen. We thank God she's able to rest. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God bless you both. We love you so much. It's good to hear your voice. And thank you. We thank God for the good report. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? How you all been?
Doing good. Good morning.
Doing good today.
Amen.
I'll let her drive. We've been doing pretty good. Mama's doing good.
Yeah, doing good.
The smoke got me a little bit allergy-wise or something, but other than that, we're doing pretty good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you both. Good to hear your voice, Avia. We love you so much. And Cousin Bonnie is good. Lord of God has kept us all. Amen. To be here one more time that we could come together this morning. So I thank God for both of you.
Amen.
We love you so much. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Patricia Scott, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, I'm telling you, I hear everybody's testimony doing great, so I'm doing great. It's just, you know, when
Amen.
You hear that, it's just a smile on your face. You know, we're very blessed to be doing well, you know. So I thank and praise
yes.
the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for all of this goodness and all of this mercy unto all of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep it just with a smile on your face. Amen. And just seeing it all is well with family and loved ones. So we thank God for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Cousin Patricia Scott, we love you so much. I'm so glad to have you on here two Saturdays in a row. So when I saw your number and I said, oh, she's back. Glory to God. Oh, it's so good to see you on the line. And I remembered it was your number because only numbers come through on this line. So I said, oh, that's nice to see now that you're on. I can remember who's on by their phone number, but I'm glad to have you, and I thank God for you, so I'm getting to be familiar with your number.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you and all the things in your house. We love you so much, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mama Callie, God bless you. How you doing, and how you been?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I'm still here, and I thank the Lord for
amen.
That.
Amen. 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 So much to be grateful for. We just thank God for you, Mama. And good to hear your voice this morning, knowing that God has kept you and God has his hands on you. Amen. And I love you so much. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Doing just fine. Doing just great. Thanking God for another day.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. Sound like you're out and about?
No, I have the grandkids.
Okay, sound like I was at the park. So they must be having a good time with their grandmother.
Yes, it's a mini daycare going on.
Okay, okay. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Sister Marita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you doing?
I'm blessed this morning. Thank the Lord for letting me see a brand new day, and I had a good night's sleep, and I hope everyone feeling like I feel because I feel good in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I love when you say I feel good, but I really love when you say I feel good in my body. Thank you, thank God bless you. We love you so much, Sister Norita. Good to have you on the line today. I sure was looking forward to hearing your voice. I thank God for answered prayers. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning. I'm blessed.
I'm doing great. I feel good, and I thank the Lord
Amen.
For that. I wasn't on the line last week, but I was listening. I was traveling,
Amen.
But I listened. I don't hardly miss this. This helped me get through my week. So I thank
Amen.
God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice. When I saw your number, I said, oh, and Eliza Jane is there. Glory to God. So it's so good to hear your voice and knowing that God has kept us all here. Amen. God bless you. So God bless you. We love you. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we just thank God this morning, and I just want us to keep in prayers with Sharon Gordon. I know last weekend, she's on me on the line, but she's been serving and so and in John Denise and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and my family and household. Amen. I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. I thank God for it. I'm just trusting God for everything and all things. And put my trust in it. I'm just in a place of grateful, just being grateful for just everything that I can be grateful for. The wind, when the sunshine, when the rain come down, when the wind blows, just the grass turning green. And just everything I'm just so grateful for. Just grateful. So I'm doing good. I just thank God for everyone to be back on the line once again and moving steadfastly in the things of God and just trusting God in every area. So just getting in a position. If I can share anything with us all this morning, is to ask God for divine positioning for your life so that you can be in a place where God can bless you, where God can heal you, where God can deliver you, where you can receive your breakthrough. So let your prayer be, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me receive the right position for you so that I can receive from you all that you have for me. And help me to steadfast in my faith and ask God to increase your faith, to walk according to his will, his way, binding your mind to the mind of Christ and your will to the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And saying that prayer with all faith and leaning on God and God's word and his promises. Amen. And so it's so important in this season that we're in position. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God bless us all and our family members. So at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading this morning and the breakdown of scripture, and then we'll have our prayer petition as we come into agreement by saying amen with those in our family that's on the line today, trusting God as we come on one accord with all faith. Amen. And just being honest about where we are in our life so that we can receive the help from God, because he is our Father, and he knows, our Heavenly Father, he knows exactly what we need. And he wants us to come and ask and trust him with it, amen, and believe God for it. So this morning, we're going to be coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 23 through 30. Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 through 30. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. And I'll repeat it again in case you are following with me in your Bible. I'm in the book of Matthew. Chapter 19, verse 23 through 30. The Bible says, verse 23, then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Then Peter answered and said to him, "See, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?" Verse 28 says, "So Jesus said to them, Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Verse 29 says, "And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life." Verse 30 says, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." So that we have an understanding of scripture this morning, family. When we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, when the Bible says, because it is impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, it appears impossible for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God. See, Jesus explained that, however, that with God all things are possible. So even rich people can enter the kingdom if God brings them in. So faith in Christ, not in self or riches, is what counts. So the question is, on what are you counting for salvation? See, when the disciples were astonished, in verses 25 and 26, they thought that if anyone could be saved, it could be the rich, whom their culture considered especially blessed by God. See, in the Bible, God gives rewards to his people according to his justice. In the Old Testament, obedience often brought reward in this life. But obedience and immediate reward are not always linked. If they were, good people would always be rich and suffering would always be a sign of sin. So as believers, our true reward is God's presence and power and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So later in eternity, we will be rewarded for our faith and service. So if material rewards in this life came to us for every faithful deed, we would be tempted to boast about our achievements and act out of wrong motivations. Jesus assured the disciples that anyone who gives up something valuable for his sake will be repaid many times over in this life, although not necessarily in the same form. For example, a person may be rejected by his or her family for accepting Christ, but if he or she will gain the larger family of believers, amen, So when we look here, family, as I wrap here in verse 30, hallelujah, Jesus turned the world's values upside down. Consider the most powerful and well-known people in our world. How many got where they are by being humble and self-effacing and gentle? Not many, but in the life to come, the last will be first. So if they got in last place by choosing to follow Jesus, see, don't forfeit eternal rewards for temporary benefits. Be willing to make sacrifices now for greater rewards later. Amen. Be willing to accept human disapproval while knowing that you have God's approval. Hallelujah. 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 May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, if you have, we're going to go ahead and have our prayer request right now, our prayer petition. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, Bernstein, yes. God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, I have a special continued prayer for Latoya Mackey. And for Sean Denise, and for my two nieces, Bonnie and Brenda Gale, for taking care of their mother. I pray the Lord will keep them strong and strength, and patient, and good health. Just for the Lord to keep them for taking care of their mothers, my sisters. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on all faith, believing and trusting you, O God, for a miracle of healing, O God, a miracle of deliverance, O God, for your children. Amen. And all that are ain't running seen as petition and prayer this morning, O God, my faith. Amen. Lord, we ask you to move mighty, O God, and let your daughters receive supernatural strength, O God, as they stand in the position of caregivers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, with patience, O God, and persistence according to your will and your purpose for their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, when you multiply them, oh God, when you bless, oh God, bless them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless our Aunt Bernstein, oh God, you will continue to strengthen her and bless her latter days greater than her beginnings. Lord, bless her with long life, good life, wholeness, and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We give it all over to you right now. We put it all in your hands, trusting you for yeah. everything, oh God, and all that we petition by faith. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God keep you, Aunt Bernstein. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Aunt Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I thank God for today, and I'm blessed, yeah. and I'm feeling good. I haven't had to take no blood pressure medicine to bring my blood pressure up. I was able to get out and walk the other day, and I'm feeling fine today. And I'm asking a special prayer for my daughter, Sean. She had surgery Wednesday, and I talked to her yesterday. She's feeling better, still a little sore. Asking special prayer for our first cousin, Florence Claus, and live in Odell, Louisiana. She's on hospice now. Asking a special prayer for her. And I thank God for you today and my family. I love everybody.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, on one accord. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, with our faith combined with your daughter, you'll move mighty in all that she petitioned on today and all who she called by name. Oh Lord, that we ask for a miracle on today, a miracle of healing, oh God, a miracle of being delivered and set free from all that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I know that you want us to be healthy. I know that you want us to be happy and stress-free. I know that you want us to live a blessed life, a life of wholeness and newness. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
move mighty, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, that is hallelujah. Let it be taken out the way right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, make every crooked path straight in the life of your children right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, lead us, oh God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh Lord, touch and heal, oh God, your daughter right now, God. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, because your word says, oh God, with you all things are possible. With a man, they shall fall short of your glory. So Lord, we ask ask that you move mighty according to your will, oh God. For we let your will be done, oh God, because your will is greater. For you know all things, and we put all things in your hands. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, if we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. So, Lord, we thank you for our Aunt Classy. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you kept us, that you're keeping her. We thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon our life. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're divine, for your divine intervention, Lord God, and turn it all around for good. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless our latter days greater than our beginning. Oh, Lord, let us speak with the power. Hallelujah. And the confidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your mighty name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you in class. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen.
What a God. What a God.
Thank you, Lord. Yerukurubu shataba. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to praise God. I just want to thank him for what he's already done. And I want to ask special prayer for my aunties, all that's on the line, my family. God bless them. God keep them. And a special prayer for Sean, who's recovering from her surgery. And I'm asking for a special prayer for my cousin's daughter, Val, Keontae Washington, who's having surgery. So God bless her and keep her. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers and you're already answering in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, on one accord, combined faith with your daughter this morning. Lord, we ask you to move mighty, oh God, in all that you petition, all that you call by name, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will move, oh God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for bringing strength, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing peace, oh God, bringing your patience in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we lift up Keontae Washington this day, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for healing. We pray for a speedy recovery, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you call forth your ordained doctors and medical staff, oh God, to see about your daughter. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory over all that we petition this morning in prayer. Every name that was called right now, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, for you have given us the power and authority to do so. And we thank you, oh God, and we use that power and authority. For your word said that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gill. God bless you. We pray right now. I want to touch and agree. Pray for Auntie Ruthie May and lift her up. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up your daughter this morning. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless her, continue to favor her life. Amen. Continue to walk with her, oh God. Oh Lord, your hand continue to be upon her life, oh God. We pray, hallelujah, for complete healing and wholeness and newness of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we believe you, Father God, for it all, because you're able to do all things. And we love you, oh God. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, to do a new thing in her, do a new thing for her, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you. We thank God for you both. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Bonnie, and dear, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Just want to ask God to continue blessing all my aunts on the line and my cousins, and thank him, just keep giving me the strength to do the duty that I'm doing and walk the walk that I have to walk. Just give me that strength,
Lord.
My health and strength to continue to give me, to be able to do what I need to do. And thank God for
Lord.
You.
Thank you.
Mom.
Amen. Amen.
Gotta God, for you still being able to walk and talk and everything.
Yeah. I thank him for that.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
thank
of
you,
God, for me. From the very beginning of my day, I hope you know. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, on one accord with all faith with your daughter this morning, oh God, as she's competitioning by faith for strength, oh God. So, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, let her receive supernatural strength, oh God. Lord, strengthen, oh God, like the cedars of Lebanon, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let her be blessed, oh God, hallelujah, with our patience, oh God, to operating in, hallelujah, all the days of her life. Let peace be her portion, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace reign over every area of her life, and we decree and declare victory right here, Father God, for all that you called her to do, oh God, and she will walk with the spirit of obedience for your words, and in obedience there is blessing. So Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless your daughter, amen. When you multiply, multiply with our goodness and our favor all the days of her life, amen. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless her latter days greater than her beginnings, oh God. And Lord, we pray the strength of our aunt Vera this morning, amen. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless her, keep her in strength, and work a miracle in, oh God, that all will see, oh God, that you are with her. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the protection of our children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let every need be met, Father God. We thank you because we decree and declare that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and that every need is met, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your favor. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. We love you so much, both of you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Patricia, Cousin Pat, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just thank and praise the Lord for the ministry. I thank and praise the Lord that it makes such a difference in our lives as we go into this new week. And I just want to ask a special prayer for my sister, May, that the Lord would just work a miracle in her body. I just thank and praise the Lord for the caregivers that are on the line. You know, I'm learning it's so important that we have to know where God wants us to be in this hour. And I just thank and praise the Lord for the caregivers. I truly, truly do. Ask a special prayer for marriages that are going for us. And, you know, the enemy tries to attack us in such strong ways with that. But I truly thank and praise the Lord for letting all of us know where we need to be in this day and hour and what we need to be doing. And I just want to ask God to allow us to be wherever it is he wants us to be, or wherever he's ordaining us to be for such a time as this, that we just walk in that, and it'll just give us a closer walk with God.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. As we come this morning, hallelujah, with all faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to quote all that your daughter has petitioned by faith, oh God. We ask you to move mighty in her life, in the life of her husband, the life of her children, the life of her sister, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for miracles of healing right now in the body of your daughter, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you strengthen every marriage, oh God, that you ordain, oh God. We pray, oh God, for divine unity of every marriage, oh God, and every household. We pray, oh God, that you increase the love and the patience between husband and wife, oh God.
Increase the respect,
oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and loyalty, oh God, that you increase the favor upon the life of your children, oh God, that you call together in marriage, amen, in holy matrimony, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, for continued divine positioning for our life, oh God, that we'll be in position, oh God, that you will have wherever you have us to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can receive from you and all that's on this line, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for your blessings. Continue blessing the life of your daughter, Pat. Amen. Continue blessing the life of her children and her husband and her in-laws, oh God, and all that you love and concerned about and all that's on this line, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us all, oh God. We come asking for your help on today. Amen. Father God, for you know all things, oh God, so you know exactly what we need, oh God. Let it be done according to your will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
together. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to give glory to God for this morning, and thank you, God, for all my aunts and my cousins on the line and all the caregivers. And just a special prayer for those in Ukraine and Russia, you know, having to deal with the war, those having to flee from their homes. And then I just want a special prayer for a young man that came to my door this morning. And I know him. He just asked for some money to eat. His name is Demetrius. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O Lord, touching and agreeing, hallelujah, with your daughter this morning with all faith, Father God. Lord, we ask you to move mighty in all that she petitioned on today, O God, and all that she has lifted up in prayer, O God, by faith, that you would touch their lives, O God, that you would turn it all around for their good, amen. And Lord, we pray, O God, that war be no more, O God. O Lord, that you would purge the wicked out the land, amen, so that your children, that we may live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we call upon your help this day, O God, for those in the Ukraine, O God, hallelujah, even those that are in Russia, O God, that their mind, that they will have a mind of Christ, the mind of Christ will arise and operate in them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, for you called us to be free, and we are free indeed because we are in Christ. So any one of us that's in Christ, oh God, let freedom come right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even in the midst of a war, amen, and even in the midst of the work of the enemy, amen. We burn up the work of the enemy right now, hallelujah. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we burn up all the works of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to move mighty in the life of your daughter, Kim, and all in whom she prayed for today. Call them by name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue to strengthen our aunties, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Bless them, oh God, with long life, oh God, even right now, God, because you are able, that all will see and know, oh God, that you are with them. And we thank you, oh God, that you are with us all. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. God bless you. We love you. We love you so much. You know that. And we thank God for you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayers today, Father, bless everyone on the line. And keep on looking for Jesus for our healness. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask, oh God, as we come this day, oh God, with your daughter, with all faith, believing on one accord, Lord, you'll move mighty in her life, in the life of her children, amen, in the life of everyone that's on this line. Lord, we pray, oh God, for miracles of healing on the line today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, for your favor to be upon our life and those in our family. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you remember us on today and bring those in our family out of the midst of trouble, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue, hallelujah, to do a new thing in your daughter, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for miracles, oh God, hallelujah, in her body. Right now, miracles of healing, oh God, that you make her able to stand and walk again in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would increase her faith to receive the miracle, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that with you all things are possible. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for keeping her. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting her. We thank you, Lord God, for providing for her. And we pray, oh God, for continued blessings to flow in her life and all that she's around and all that she loves in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that it is so. Oh, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to give some prayer reports, stuff that we've been praying for. Sean is doing good. She's coming along real good. And we've been, ever since I've been on the line, I've been asking for prayer for my granddaughter. And I just want to give a good report on her this morning. She's doing well. She's in the rehab. She's graduating to a new stage in that program. She has a job. All she has to, at the VA Medical Center there in Denver. And all she has to do is get her last shot. And I just can, I don't see her, but I just can hear the change in her voice. And I tell her that we have her on the prayer line every Saturday morning. And she said, oh, tell everybody to think. Maybe one day I'll be able to get on there and speak for myself. So I just want to give that report on her. So keep praying for her.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, for doing a new work in her. We thank you, Lord God, that she's delivered from every addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now, God, that, hallelujah, as we're praying, Lord God, that you're moving on her right now. Holy Spirit, move on her in a mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, oh, Lord, we thank you for change, oh God. We thank you for a changed mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen, oh God, that she will see you more, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you will send those doors that you have ordained for her life, oh God, to pour into a great and mighty your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over her right now. And all that's concerning, we thank you, Lord God, for the great testimony and testimonies to come, oh God, that you will use our mighty to help those, oh God, that have been through what she's been through. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of our grandmother. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, that you called her to pour into her grandchildren, oh God, to pray for them, amen, to intercede, amen. And we just want to say thank you for our Aunt Eliza Jane. We ask that you continue to bless her and keep her, amen. Bless her latter days greater than her beginnings, oh God. Multiply with our goodness and our favor, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord, let joy come, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, give us shouts of joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue with joy, and we just want to say thank you. It shall be no
effect.
In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
That prayer. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mama, God bless you. Carolyn, go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning again, everybody on the line. My prayers for healing. For those you know, I was in the hospital, I end up with blood clots in my lungs. So we're trying to dissolve those. So I pray for healing and to relieve the pain that I have. And pray for everybody else on the line that's going through sickness for their healing. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on one accord with your daughter, believing and trusting your God for the miracle of healing, oh God, for you are our healer. Amen. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, resolve every blood clot, Lord God, every broke, oh God, every pain, every ache, every discomfort right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch your daughter, my God. Release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, into her body. Bring in health and healing to her body right now. Lord, speak to the blood, amen.
Right.
For we know that life in the
Hallelujah.
Flesh is in the blood.
Yes,
in the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the
my Lord,
name
my God.
God.
And we just want to say thank you.
Lord.
We decree and declare according to Isaiah 53 and 5 that she is healed,
thank
that you're
you.
Healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we stand on your word right now,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
according
Lord.
To Matthew 8 and 17, Jesus carried our sickness and infirmities. So we decree and declare no sickness,
yes,
amen. No infirmity, no affliction, no viruses. Hallelujah. Nothing. Hallelujah. From the kingdom of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we cancel all spirit. spirits of infirmity that would attack your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We totally break and rebuke and cast out any spirits of cancer that will attempt to establish itself in your lungs, your bones, your breast, your throat, your back, your spine, your liver, your kidneys, your pancreas, your skin, or stomach in the name of Jesus Christ.
You,
we speak restoration and healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore your daughter. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve right now, every bone in her body, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, restore her lungs, oh God. I speak healing and strength to your bones, your muscle, your joints, your organs, your head, eyes, throat, glands, your blood marrow, lungs, kidney, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that it's so and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare victory over you right now. Amen. That all is good, all is well, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I loose you right now from a weakened immune system. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I loose you from every blood clot right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind you to the word of God. Amen. That you are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. I'll speak a life over you right now. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Proclaim the good news of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless, oh God. Extend the life, oh God, to the next rapture. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that attaches itself on you or in you right now, we cut you loose. Hallelujah. From every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his angels, we send that every fiery daughter of the enemy. We quench it right now with the shield of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you are a liar. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we decree and declare that you're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God.
Thank
you for the shed blood. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Come on now. We thank you, Father.
Yeah.
We bless your mighty name,
Father.
God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We give it all over to you right now, God. Withholding nothing, oh, God, for all belongs to you, Father. And we just want to say thank you. Let us pray this morning. Come on, let's enter in. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for answered prayers, oh God, for your word says that why was you, but yet why was you speaking, that you're already answering. So we thank you for answering, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that you're God that answers by fire. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, burn up every work of the enemy, oh God, with our fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. As I come lifting up all that's in this house, amen, my husband and children, hallelujah, my children that are not in this song, grandchildren, my mother and brothers and sisters, all that's on the line, all that I love and all whom I pray for daily, Lord, I ask that you do a new work in us all, oh God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you for your outstretched hand, oh God. We thank you, oh God, no matter what it is, oh God, that we go through, that you're always with us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your word says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah, that your spirit will lift up a standard. So, oh Lord, let it be, oh God, for your children this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for your favor. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Thank you for the finished work. We ask in Jesus' name right now, Cover our mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We overcome and we decree and declare by faith, hallelujah, that we overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are made perfect through the blood of everlasting covenant through Jesus Christ, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we have the boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we thank you, Lord God. We eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood, amen. We decree and declare we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed from the power of evil, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus, amen. We receive right now the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive deliverance from the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus presented us to the blood. And his blood gives us victory. And we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives and those in our family through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We rebuke Satan right now, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We command all of our ancestors to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ. For we're made new in Christ Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, deliver us, oh God, from our strong enemies, hallelujah, from them that are too strong for us, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. My Lord, my God, Father God, you have given us the necks of our enemies. And we will destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. You anointed us, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that you've given us great deliverance today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our lives right now and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we close the door to every demonic breath that will attempt to come into our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal our finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we bind and command all familiar spirits that will try to operate in our lives and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will take heed to our spirit at all times. Hallelujah. We reject false apostolic ministries right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, give us the strength, oh God, to bring forth our destiny. Lord, guide us into all truth. Guide us with your eye, Heavenly Father. Lord, let your secret be upon our tabernacle. Lead us and guide us for your name's sake, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break down every wall of Jericho right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, amen. Lord, let us, amen, hallelujah, to see, oh God. Hallelujah. All that you have for us, oh Lord. Remove every spiritual cataract right now. Hallelujah. Unplug our ears, oh God, that we will not operate with spiritual deafness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment and divine positioning for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for divine order where things have been out of order. For we know you, God, to be a God of order. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let thy will be done. As we bind our will to the will, for your will, Heavenly Father, and our mind to the mind of Christ. Amen. Make the crooked place
has us training, hallelujah, in the rough places spoon before us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, send out your light intruder and let them lead us, amen, and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, make darkness light before us, oh God, and crooked things straight up, teach us to do your will and lead us into the land of uprightness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on us the garment of praise and the spirit of heaviness, hold us with the garment of salvation, we put on us beautiful garments, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our garments always be white, oh God, let us be clothed with humility, cover us with the robe of righteousness, let our clothes be full of your virtue, oh God, let a mantle of power and rest be upon our life and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, give us wisdom in every area of our life where we lack, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, that every plant that our Father in heaven has not planned to be rooted out right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea, in our lives and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, I speak to every mountain in our lives, and command it to be removed and cast into the sea, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, oh Lord, we bless your name, God. I remove right now all false burdens placed on our lives, our people, leaders, or churches in the name of Jesus Christ. I remove every heavy burden placed on our lives by the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cast all our cares and fears, oh God, at your feet. And we pick up the peace that you have given us, oh God. The peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you for, Lord. Lord, let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every unequal yoke be broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we thank you. We thank you that we can decree and declare that we are blessed by you, Heavenly Father, and we can never be cursed because it's you, Father God, that have blessed us. That you bless those in our family, oh God, that you bless us in our going and coming, oh God, that you bless us in the city, you bless us in the field, oh God. We thank you that you bless us lying down and raising up. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless us, oh God, with good life, amen, with abundance of life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, oh God. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings, oh God. Lord, command your blessing upon our life and those in our family. Lord, give us revelation and let us be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, and bless us, amen. And multiply us as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your showers of blessing be upon our life. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God. Let us receive, hallelujah, heavenly blessings to overflow, and that others will be blessed by the overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, turn every curse our sin our way into a blessing. Let your blessing make us rich, oh God. Let all nations call us blessed. Let all generations call us blessed because you have blessed us, for we are sons and daughters of the blessed. Amen. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for you, Father God, load us with daily benefits, and we thank you that we're chosen by God, and we're blessed by you, Heavenly Father, for our seed is blessed. Let us inherit the land. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by faith in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that we are part of a holy nation and we are blessed. Lord, bless our latter more than our beginnings. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your presence, oh God, bless our life. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare by faith because you are our provider, that we drink the cup of blessing, that our well will never run dry. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for you are a healer. We can decree and declare that we are healed because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We thank you, Lord God, that we are victorious because you are Jehovah Sabbath that fight our battles. We thank you, Lord God, that all is well. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your favor be upon our life as the cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon our life and let us be well favored. We decree and declare according to Luke 1 and 28 that we are highly favored by you, Father God, and we thank you. Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, by faith, we thank you as we have come this day, oh God, to receive that we have received. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
with all faith, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. Let's open up our mouths and thank God. That it is so, and it is done. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for doing it for us.
Thank you, Lord.
For multiplying grace and favor on today.
Thank you
for your mercy, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, our family. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to call your name, and if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ain't Vernon seen? God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Carolyn Mackey, my niece. I'll be praying for you that the Lord will bless you,
Lord.
And keep you.
Yes, Lord.
And keep you. A special prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you, Ernestine. Amen. I pray we all have a blessed week to come up. First we coming. Amen. Ain't Classy, go ahead.
I thank God for today. I'm going to tell my niece, Carolyn, that we'll be praying for her. Don't give up. God is a healer, and he will heal you. Thank you for the prayer today.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory,
yes, Lord.
Be encouraged, Mother. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gail and Auntie Ruthie May, go ahead.
Say good morning to your family, Mother. Good morning.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Amen. Hey, we're doing good.
Thanks, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless everybody.
Yes.
God bless you too. Thank you, Ruth and me.
May the Lord bless you and protect you.
Amen.
Shine on you and be gracious to you, Tawanika. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. We love you. Thank God for you.
Yes.
We can't thank him enough. We can't thank God enough for you. To God be the glory. Have a wonderful week.
Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you both. We love you. Love you all so much. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avera.
Thank God for the prayer line.
Yeah.
And I just want Callum to know, just keep it up. Don't give up. And if you need anything, just give me a call. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you both. We love you so much. God bless your week. Amen. Look forward to hearing you again on next Saturday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Pat, God bless you. Go ahead.
Sure, I just thank and praise the Lord for being on our side. You know, if
yes,
whatever
Lord.
We need, we just have to trust and know that he is on our side. So I thank and praise the Lord for that. Thank and praise the Lord for the ministry. It's been
yes,
a blessing.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Sister Doretha. Go ahead.
I just want to say I love everybody. God bless and have a blessed weekend. Amen.
God bless you too. We love you too. Amen. Hallelujah. And Elijah Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Carolyn, we're going to pray for you this week and next week and on Saturday. We hope to hear a good report from you.
Yes, Lord.
So, hold up your head, stay strong, and God will take care of you. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank y'all for the prayer. I just thank you. I'm not going to give up. And thank
Amen.
God for the prayers. I will not give up. He brought me forth. He didn't turn around. And I thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Stay encouraged. Standing on the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless everyone. I thank God for everyone on the line today, and I pray that our week be blessed even more. I decree and declare great testimony from this prayer on this day, amen, that we've prayed by faith and trusting God to move mighty. So I'm expecting testimony, amen, and I'm excited about it in the name of Jesus Christ. But God bless you all. Have a wonderful, enjoy your weekend and your week. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in. May you walk in your life with this confidence that you are a child of the King, amen, and that your sins have been forgiven and you are liberated from your past, amen. You have much to look forward to in your future, amen. Eternal life with God in heaven made possible through the atonement of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, at the cross of Calvary. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved, and we thank you for, Lord. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all be blessed. God bless you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, Jesus is Lord and the devil is already defeated. Amen. And you're already blessed. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you,
name.
Jesus.
Thank
you. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, I want to feel look upon
you,
let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing.